This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 14th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Updated state budget plan out today. Make or break point for bills. Wine loses $2 billion in trade war, and Customs approves $35 billion in tariff refunds. Governor Gavin Newsom heads into today's May revision with a significantly brighter revenue picture, but not necessarily a free spending one. The Legislative Analyst Office said last week, California's big three taxes, personal income, corporate, and sales, are running $25 billion above the governor's January budget forecast across the budget window, almost entirely due to stronger income tax collections tied to AI-driven stock gains. The LAO cautioned, however, that the surge appears unsustainable, warning lawmakers against locking in ongoing commitments. The key question, whether Newsom preserves bond-backed water, wildfire, and climate-smart ag spending, and whether the stronger revenues soften pressure on programs reliant on the general fund. The January budget proposed $2.1 billion in Proposition 4 climate bond spending, with $792 million for water resilience, $314 million for wildfire and forest resilience. Ag groups will also be watching for policy riders for CDFA programs, pest prevention, SGMA-related water investments, and any climate or cap-and-invest proposals that could affect producers. The legislature's two appropriation committees are casting key votes today in a make-or-break point for several bills relating to agriculture. One of the biggest water bills is SB 872. It would allocate $300 million for repairing Delta levees and subsidence impacted canals. AB 2026 would revise groundwater recharge permitting and flood flow diversion rules, potentially easing pathways for capturing high flows. Food policy is also prominent. AB 2034 would require safety information and public disclosure for certain food additives that have not gone through a federal pre-market review, while AB 2244 would establish a California certified food standard tied to non-ultra-processed foods. Targeting affordability, SB 981 would require CARB to weigh cost of living impacts when analyzing major regulations. For wildlife, SB 1135 would create a wildlife coexistence program to address wolf livestock issues, and SB 1305 that would set conditions before any grizzly bear reintroduction. California's wine industry lost an estimated $2 billion in revenue in 2025 as trade disputes battered export markets, according to a new UC Jayana Foundation paper. The report says U.S. wine exports plunged more than 30% as Canada, California's largest foreign wine market, imposed counter tariffs and provincial restrictions in response to U.S. trade actions. Exports to Canada fell 78% from the previous year. Canada had accounted for about 35% of California wine exports, with the U.S. shipping around 460 million in wine there in 2024. The researchers found the damage compounded existing pressures from weakening consumer demand, excess inventory, and rising production costs. California wine exports to China also fell sharply, dropping 73% year over year to 26 million in 2025. Tariffs again eroding U.S. competitiveness. The downturn rippling through vineyards and wineries. The report says vineyard employment in 2025 was 18.5% lower its 2022 third quarter peak, while winery employment was down 8.6%. About 19% of California wine grape acreage was retired in 2025, raising concerns that displaced acreage could add pressure to already struggling nut markets. The authors warn trade policy undermining California's natural advantage in wine production rather than expanding foreign markets. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at agripulse.com under the Events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has approved billions in tariff refunds, and some importers are starting to see the cash hit their accounts. In a court filing this week, CBP's Brandon Lord, he said the agency has okayed more than $35 billion in refunds from the emergency tariffs jettisoned by the Supreme Court, plus interest. He also noted that some of these refunds have gone to the Treasury Department for disbursement. Now, the tariffs, which were imposed under the 1974 emergency powers, netted the administration about $166 billion in revenue. Some importers already seeing the refunds hit their accounts. Wine merchant VOS Selections, which challenged the emergency tariffs in court, told AgriPulse, through its legal representatives, that they have already received $110,000. Jay Foreman, CEO at toy manufacturer Basic Fund, said in a statement through the same firm, his company has received about 5% of the refunds owed. He said, quote, so far the funds are trickling out, but they have started, which is a very positive sign. USDA is taking applications for a second tranche of food assistance under the Food for Peace program. They could spend up to $357 million. The department temporarily took over Food for Peace at the end of last year via an intra-agency agreement. It's still working on spending last year's unallocated funds. Now, the funding notice says the latest food assistance will go to 4 African nations and 3 in Central America. The food products have to be of U.S. origin, USDA says. And the groups need to have accountability mechanisms in place and work towards reducing populations' dependence on foreign aid. Here's today's final word. The farmer is floating the retail power buyers a no-interest rate loan. That's Andy Green. He's principal and senior advisor at Center Market Strategies in an exchange with California Senator Adam Schiff at a Senate Ag hearing yesterday over the increasing concentration of power among food retailers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 14th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Allen.